The National Health Insurance Authority says all is set for the implementation of a pilot capitation of the National Health Insurance Scheme in the Ashanti region from next month. The capitation is a novelty arrangement by the authority to determine the viability of advance claims payment by the authority to healthcare providers to cover expenses incurred on subscribers based on a predetermined cost. Other primary considerations for the capitation are to reduce suspected fictitious claims by service providers while at the same time helping to build a common source of patients' health history. The regional manager of the authority, Ba Dankwa, was speaking to Radio Ghana in Kumasi. Here is the news desk report.
The regional manager of the authority, Ba Dankwa, disclosed that about 70% of nearly 1 million active members of the NHIS in Ashanti have already enrolled onto the capitation. According to him, every subscriber has to choose three preferred primary health care providers, out of which one would be approved. The subscriber would have an opportunity to change the first approved choice after 6 months if services offered are not satisfactory. Mr. Dankwa explained that subscribers can obtain health care outside their jurisdiction, but references has to be made to the approved service provider in order to continue to build upon the medical history. The regional NHIA manager noted that apart from helping to improve upon the quality of care to subscribers, astronomical reimbursement claims would be addressed. He noted, for instance, that claims submitted by healthcare providers to the NHIA shot up from 7 million Ghana cedis in 2008 to 394 million Ghana cedis last year, representing about 3,000% increase, and described the margin of increase as unacceptable. Mr. Dankwa noted also that even though the period it took for claims reimbursement has reduced from 90 to 60 days, it is envisaged that the capitation would help to do away with any delays to relieve service providers of the difficulties they experienced during the delays.
That was the news desk report.